That was Quantum Leap from John Mouse off the album We Must Become the Pitiless Censors of Ourselves. And this is episode 35 of Pleasing to Your Ears. As the summer draws to a close, we must redouble our efforts to find new and interesting music to listen to. Am I right? I would say if you have the time and the inclination, and if you enjoyed that last track and the next one that's coming up, you should go to pleasingtoyourears.com, where earlier in the week I posted a couple of pretty thought-provoking and engaging interviews with John Mouse. He has an interesting performance style that's very manic. It's fun to watch. I'm kind of wondering how it would translate to a live experience. But that's a fantastic song. John Mouse is I guess, former collaborator. Who knows if there will be more collaborations in the future. Of Ariel Pink, who you might remember from a couple of episodes back when I did the best of 2010 episode. And Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti was on that episode. I love that John Mouse album so much, and it's sort of a post-punk revivalist sound that I think I'm going to give you another cut from that album. Once again, from John Mouse, this is Cop Killer.
Keep
That was I Don't Really Mind from Tame Impala off the album Inner Speaker. And before that, we heard another cut from John Mouse, the song Cop Killer, the album We Must Become the Pitiless Censors of Ourselves. Cop Killer doesn't have a video, but like I said, you can watch a number of different live performances and interviews with John Mouse, both online and on the Pleasing to Your Ears website. But in the absence of a video, may I suggest, going to YouTube and searching for Cop Taser, perhaps to just watch videos of police officers unjustly using tasers on people, sometimes people who are mentally handicapped. You know, it's been known to happen. And that song would make a good rallying cry for watching some of those videos. But before I get into too much hot water, let's listen to some more music. This is My Head Explodes from Ty Segall.
Oh,
That was Queen of Hearts from the double LP David Comes to Life from Canadian band Fucked Up, which is an excellent listen, especially if you want to sort of relive the listening habits of old. Buy it on vinyl or a CD or a digital download, really, neither matters. But get the lyric sheet in front of you, be it online or in your physical copy, and sit down and just listen to it beginning to end. It is a concept album, and it's sort of... stokes the, I think, dormant flames inside of a lot of us, the sort of theater nerds, right? Everybody loves a good musical, right? We're all Americans, right? It's anti-American not to love a good musical, and this is a, you know, it seems like it would be a natural on the stage, although I don't know how much of a crowd pleaser it would be, because people like things that I think are a little bit more, a little less narratively dense. And plus, how often do punk concept albums, Green Day excluded, become large money-making stage shows? Maybe it's not such a good idea after all. Nevertheless, that's an excellent song off an excellent album. And really, the sort of female vocals nicely balance out lead singer Damien's sort of guttural growl. And how often do you get a song where somebody who sounds like they gargle with glass just screams, "Let's emote," at the top of their lungs? It's fantastic. Anyway, before that, Jay Reitard from his final album before his untimely death, Watch Me Fall. The name of the song was I'm Watching You, and then we started things with Ty Segall, the song My Head Explodes, the album Goodbye Bread. Summer's about to end. I gotta say, I'm not a big fan of the season in general, but I just had about a month off where I went to a couple of great places, both domestic and abroad. And I will have to say that while it's good to get back in the saddle, both professionally and creatively, a part of me is sad that I no longer have any reason to walk around with my passport burning a hole in my pocket. It's sad. Let's listen to a sad song. In honor of the end of the season, this is I Don't Want Love from the album Burst Apart by The Antlers.
Thank you.
That was Austere by The Joy Formidable. Before that, we heard Sun Hits by Memory Tapes, off the album Player Piano, and then began things from the album Burst Apart by The Antlers. That was I Don't Want Love, with decidedly falsetto vocals from a man who, prior to me watching a Studio 360 performance of that song, did not realize was in fact a man. So I guess I'm some sort of vocal misogynist. Is that a thing? What a great world it would be if that were a thing, like if vocal misogyny were such a prevailing concern, that if everything was so good in the world, there wasn't famine or, I don't know, hurricanes in the Eastern Seaboard, that the biggest bogeyman that we had to worry about was vocal misogyny. You know, you're at a workplace and your boss says you sound like a woman and or a man, and that doesn't happen to be the gender that you are, and you could sue and win in a court of law. Well, that thus endeth the unintentional rock block of this episode 35, pleasing to your ears. And now we begin the dance portion. It was unintentional, but it just sort of seems to have played out that way. The first half of it, more or less, was a decidedly rocking, be it up-tempo or down, be it sweet and sultry vocals or throat-shredding screams. Nevertheless, it was pretty rocky. But now it's all dance music. So before we head into the dance section, let's do a cock check. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Pleasing to Your Ears, pull back the waistbands on your pants and check out your cocks. Were they rocked? If not, please send me an email, Stephen, or info at pleasingtoyourears.com, or visit us on the web, pleasingtoyourears.com, and leave me a tip. Let me know how, in future episodes, I can rock your cock. Until then, this is Do You Want to Fight? Africa High Tech. Dance.
Yeah.
that was Container Park by the Chemical Brothers from the Hannah soundtrack, and we began things with Africa High Tech, Do You Want to Fight, from the album 93 Million Miles. I always have a sort of soft spot in my heart for the Chemical Brothers because I feel like that was one of the first sort of largely instrumental music concerts I went to when I was in college, and it was a great experience. There was a lot of awkward white people dancing, which I was not partaking in, because when I dance, it's not awkward, be it white. It is. I got some fucking moves. And I've been told so by a number of reputable sources. I don't want to get into it here, guys. I can dance, all right? It's not a big deal. And then that Hannah soundtrack, the Hannah movie, ultimately a little disappointing just because I think it was released after a particularly kind of barren movie season, if memory serves me. I remember thinking like, oh, there was nothing really to see at the movies for quite a while, and then the Hannah trailer came out and was subsequently released, and the movie fell a little short of expectation, but I think if I were to rewatch it again without having such high hopes, I'd probably enjoy it more. Nevertheless, the soundtrack, a scoring of the movie, I should say, kind of is in keeping with that more recent trend of largely instrumental kind of dance and pop musicians scoring movies to, I think, to great effect. So, yeah, by all means, check that out online, whether or not you've seen the movie. Let's keep the beat going, right? Let's keep the dancing going. From Ford and Lopatin, that, again, you know, that's that pronunciation is assumed. Please don't point any fingers or write any angry letters. I'm just guessing Lopatin is pronounced Lopatin. But nevertheless, from Ford and Lopatin, this is Emergency Room. We'll be right back. That was Hyperlips from the band Calm Trues from the album Galactic Melt, part of the once-only feature on this episode, or this podcast in general, when bad names happen to good music. The artist, after all, is named Calm Trues. Ugh. Before that, Grim Receiver from Shit Robot, from the album From the Cradle to the Rave. I think we have a second place contender for when bad names happen to good music. And we kick things off from Ford and Lopatin, the album Channel Pressure, the song Emergency Room. If I were you, I'd go pick up the Shit Robot release from The Cradle to the Rave. It's a DFA, Death from Above, release. The same, I guess, label and brainchild that puts out LCD Sound System albums. It's sort of everything on there is kind of, I guess, a spiritual creative kin to James Murphy's sort of music and sensibility. So you have a lot of kind of dry, that sort of nice, you know, danceable driving bass line, a lot of nice percussive cowbell, etc. And if Shit Robot, we have two particularly NSFW artists in this particular episode. Earlier we heard from Fucked Up and then Shit Robot. It's like music these days isn't even safe to listen to anymore if you're either a child or your parents. You can't be a child and your parents. That defies the laws of relativity, maybe, perhaps, physics. Some law is being broken by you being both a child and your own parents. Wouldn't that be a great bill, though, to go see Shit Robot and Fucked Up? Because they're both excellent acts, and then you would get some sort of delightful billing, regardless of who's headlining. If it's... If Shit Robot is headlining, you'd get Shit Robot Fucked Up, which, you know, is probably a forward phrase that you're not going to hear uttered that often, because often do you have the occasion to complain about a shitty robot ruining something. Shit Robot Fucked Up again. Or, purely as a descriptor, we're fucked up to be headlining. The very adjective-heavy phrase, Fucked Up Shit Robot. Does that mean... that where's the comma in that phrase? Is it fucked up comma shit robot or fucked up shit robot? Because maybe the robot is either shitty or is fucking shit up. The English language, it is a mystery, right? There's plenty of room for interpretation. Well, there's only one track left, guys. 35, episode 35, Pleasing to Your Ears. It's coming to a close. I'm Stephen Smith. You can visit us on the web, pleasingtoyourears.com. No need to spell that. Those are all pretty easy words. You just string them together in the URL space of your browser of choice. I'm partial to Chrome. Pleasingtoyourears.com. You visit us on the web. You get track lists of all the episodes that you're listening to. You get the opportunity to like us on Facebook, which would be a really nice thing to do. I know people don't necessarily do that. They're very stingy and miserly with their likes, but there's really no currency or relative value to that. You should just feel free to like whatever you want, including this podcast. Tell your friends about it. Tell your enemies. If you're driving along in a car, for those of you who still drive, and you happen to have a passenger, and y'all are listening to this, no doubt skipping, I would guess, past the interstitial commentary, because people don't really like to listen to the car. It's primarily music that we're interested in. By all means, if they inquire, let them know what it is you're listening to. a regrettable absence due to vacation, we're back in the saddle again. There will be more coming up. The next episode, 36, will be that gaming episode that I mentioned previously. There was a lot of chatter and personal communique coming my way from a number of you who thought that was a particularly good idea. And then a couple of very interesting follow-up questions asking me to be more specific about what gaming means. And while the episode was originally conceived, and you'll see in a couple of weeks, as a sort of... as a reference to sort of like role-playing games, tabletop games, D&D, etc., fantasy games. A lot of you did make a pretty good point that listening to music while playing video games is also a good idea as well. And it's like peanut butter and chocolate or jelly. The two go well together. So that's probably going to be a two-part episode with a number of nerds that are near and dear to me calling in and making contributions about what they listen to while playing games. So stay tuned for that. As always, I am Stephen Smith. This is Pleasing to Your Ears. I leave you with one last danceable jam from the album Shangri-La by Yacht. This is Dystopia. The Earth is on fire.
The earth is on fire. We don't have no daughter. Let the motherfucker burn.